Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome to another edition of Sailboat Information from Daytona Beach. Coming up on this Sunday, the 20th of September, is the next sailboat race.
The next sailboat race on the Ponce and Lepner Shore Course is scheduled for Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
The boats will start at noon at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy.
They will head northwest towards the marker placed 1,000 feet east of Racing's North Turn, then north to the finish line. All sailboats are visible from a variety of locations between North Turn and the Daytona Beach Pier. The next sailboat race on the Ponce and Lepner Shore Course is scheduled for Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
The boats will start at noon at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy.
They will head northwest towards the marker placed 1,000 feet east of Racing's North Turn, then north to the finish line. The next sailboat race on the Ponce and Lepner Shore Course is scheduled for Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
The boats will start at noon at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy.
They will head northwest towards the marker placed 1,000 feet east of Racing's North Turn, then north to the finish line. All sailboats are visible from a variety of locations between North Turn and the Daytona Beach Pier.
The 2020 edition of the Commodore's Cup Offshore Sailboat Racing Season, sponsored by the Halifax River Yacht Club, concludes on October 11th.
The Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Sailing Club competes in the performance class, with a sailboat named Lively.
There are two categories in the competition, performance and cruising.
For more information, search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
Well, the Daytona Sailboat Racing season is coming to a close on October 18th, but prior to that, on the 20th of September, is the next nearshore sailboat race. The nearshore sailboat race course was established this year to showcase the waterside of Daytona Beach in the immediate area. Coming out of Ponce Inlet, which is about 10 miles south of the Daytona Beach Pier, there's an opportunity for the sailboats to enter a race course. They generally in the past have gone offshore, you know, in the deeper water, so nobody sees them. But this year, you know, in agreement with the participants of the Commodore's Cup, Norm Church is the race committee chairman, they've decided to showcase the boats a little bit more and bring them closer to shore. A marker buoy is placed east of Racing's North Turn, about 1,000 feet offshore, and then another marker buoy up near Sunglow Pier. And if the race continues up to Daytona Beach Pier, there'll be another marker. But for the race on the 20th of September, it's a race that is along the nearshore course, which means simply that the boats come in close enough to really see them as they move parallel. This is a unique geographical area coming out of Ponce Inlet. It's about 10 miles of straight coastline before it jutting out a little bit further where the boats would need to be further offshore. They're able to be in 10 to 12 feet of water, relatively close to the beach. So from Racing's North Turn, essentially what the course is a start at the sea buoy of the Ponce Inlet sea buoy. The boats gather in that area a few minutes before noon. There's a sound of a horn that goes off to pull them together. And then another one at noon, and the boats are off and running, so to speak. They'll head northwest toward Racing's North Turn, which happens to just fit very nicely into this scenario, as that was the stretch of the Ponce Inlet beach that was the first racing before NASCAR built a course out at the International Speedway. The race was partially on pavement and partially about half and half on the beach. And where they came from Ponce Inlet, a little bit further down, they would make the turn at the North Turn, which is now the restaurant. Well, offshore, the boats are going to do something similar. They're going to come from the Marker Buoy, which is a couple miles off from the shore itself. They'll head northwest to a marker that's placed 1,000 foot east of the Racing's North Turn, and the boats will then move in a northerly direction past a number of hotels and condominiums and beach areas to the Sun Glow Pier. At the Sun Glow Pier, they'll turn around a marker buoy and head back to Racing's North Turn to complete the visible section, and then they'll continue out to the marker buoy. But racing in general is not a head-to-head competition, and especially with sailboat, they tend to distance from each other pretty quickly. There's two categories. We're going to talk a little bit about the people the competitors and their boats when we come back in just a minute. You're listening to the Waterside Guide to Daytona Beach. This is Ken English, and I'm talking about the Commodore's Cup. The Commodore's Cup is an annual sailing event hosted by and sponsored by the Halifax River Yacht Club. Norm Church is race committee chairman, and I'll be right back.
The next sailboat race on the Ponce Inlet near shore course is scheduled for Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
The boats will start at noon at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy. They will head northwest towards the marker placed 1,000 feet east of Racing's North Turn, then north to the finish line.
All sailboats are visible from a variety of locations between North Turn and the Daytona Beach Pier.
The Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Sailing Club competes in the performance class with a sailboat named Lively. There are two categories in the competition, performance and cruising.
The 2020 edition of the Commodore's Cup Offshore Sailboat Racing Season, sponsored by the Halifax River Yacht Club, concludes on October 11th.
For more information, search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
Well, in addition to the that vessel called Lively from the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Sailing Club, there's Norm Church, who's the organizer or the chairman this year of the Commodore's Cup. His boat is called Obsession. And it's one of the dominant forces in the immediate, the local sailing scene. Norm has been captaining his boat for a number of years. He's been competing in the Bahamas and in other locations, pretty much staying closer to shore, closer to home these days, with Obsession. Ted Yeager from the Halifax River Yacht Club, as is Norm Church, has a vessel called Opus Dei in the performance class. It's an Olsen 30-foot sailboat. Bradley, Brian Herbster is the captain of the ERAU, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Racing Sailing Club. Ted Yeager, Norm Church, Chris Herbster is Brian's father. Chris has a CC rider. Chris is also the meteorologist for the event. He teaches at Embry-Riddle. So they have a good weather forecast. Can't control the weather, but certainly know what's coming up. That's the performance category. There are some boats that can compete from out of the area. Last week, or the last race, was a race called the Dash to St. Augustine, and it attracted a couple of vessels from a little further away. One of them, Tim Tucker's Rockstar, came down from St. Augustine to participate and go back home. Bradley Stowers of the Melbourne Yacht Club also participated. So there's an attraction for sailboats in this area to participate in the races. Sometimes they like to go out into deeper water, but generally speaking, what we're working on is a visual course that runs from Racing's North Turn as far as Daytona Beach Pier for some of the longer races. But this one coming up on the 20th is going to go to Sunglow Pier and turn back and come past the Racing's North Turn for a second time. In the cruising category, the second type of vessel that's there, Dan Milkey of the Ugali Yacht Club is participating this week, as is Randy Gillis with Godspeed, Philip Cornett of his sailboat called Sail Away, Albert Rial of the Halifax River Yacht Club with Levi Dansante. Philip Cornett is with the Smyrna Yacht Club. David Smith of the Smyrna Yacht Club is entered with Incommunicado, and Todd Stubbleton of the Halifax River Yacht Club with Copperhead. That rounds out the field that's scheduled right now, as of today, for the race on the 20th of September. Over the years, the area has had a very viable offshore sailboat competition. In the 70s is really when it all began, with a number of distance races. The most notable in the 70s was the rebirth of essentially of ocean racing. Sailing yachts had all but disappeared before the Second World War, but made a comeback afterward, and soon were numerous again, perhaps an equal number of powerboats and sailboats being seen in the immediate area. In 1972, the Halifax River Yacht Club sponsored an invitational race running from Ponce Inlet to Cape Canaveral, with trophies provided and pre- and post-race festivities. In 1975, a man named Don Shaw, who was recognized earlier this year during the summer in the memorial race for the old-timers. Don has passed away. He was, at that time, an energetic racing chairman for the committee. He began to promote ocean racing. The climax of that was a very successful racing season and awards banquet at which Dave Russell was the overall winner with four firsts. He earned the distinction of being the first person ever to win a general sailboat race in this immediate area. Therefore, the yacht club is considered to be the leader of the ocean-going offshore racing series, which has evolved into this Commodore's Cup. Commodore's Cup, once again, is the 20th of September. It's a Sunday, this coming Sunday. And we'll be talking with some of the race participants afterwards. Right now, what I'm simply trying to do is create some awareness for the sailboat operations, things that have been done in the past. And I think that we will come back and talk about it in just a minute. We'll be right back.
The next sailboat race on the Pontin Lepner Shore course is scheduled for Sunday, September 20, 2020.
The boats will start at noon at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy.
They will head northwest towards the marker placed 1,000 feet east of Racing's north turn, then north to the finish line. All sailboats are visible from a variety of locations between North Turn and the Daytona Beach Pier.
The 2020 edition of the Commodore's Cup Offshore Sailboat Racing Season, sponsored by the Halifax River Yacht Club, concludes on October 11th.
The Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Sailing Club competes in the performance class, with a sailboat named Lively.
There are two categories in the competition, performance and cruising.
For more information, search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
The Commodore's Cup, sponsored by the Halifax River Yacht Club, is part of a tradition that began when the club was founded way back in the early 1900s. It was actually founded in the late 1890s. But in the 1970s, sailboat racing, ocean sailboat racing, took hold for a few years. In 76 came the introduction of the Lady Helmsman race and the first running of the Daytona Challenge race. Other races were in conjunction with the East Coast Cruising Association. Promoted by Don Shaw, these races were meant to be family affairs with a variety of craft, competing for the fun and joy of racing and a chance to learn. The boats were handicapped to give each a fair chance, and soon different classes evolved. The great event of the 1970s was the first Daytona to Bermuda race. They came to be known as the Trans-AT. It was co-sponsored by the St. George's Dinghy and Sports Club of Bermuda and would continue so in future years. Conceived in 1977 and well planned, this first race left Ponce Inlet on May 27, 1978 for a run of about 860 nautical miles to Bermuda. The Trans-AT put the HRYC, Halifax River Yacht Club, on the map, nautically speaking. It was the first time a sailboat race to Bermuda had originated from a southern port, the first time a major ocean contest had started at Daytona, and the first time a local yacht club had sponsored such an event. And it was a great success. During 1977, under Yacht Club Commodore Roy Kinsey, the yacht club purchased a lot across from Beach Street and expanded its operations. This is an update on a history of sailing. The 1980s, ocean sailing was diminished and power boats became a little more prevalent. But like most sports, it ebbs and it flows. It depends on...
The next sailboat race on the Ponce Inlet near shore course is scheduled for Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
The boats will start at noon at the Ponce Inlet Sea Buoy. They will head northwest towards the marker placed 1,000 feet east of Racing's north turn, then north to the finish line.
All sailboats are visible from a variety of locations between North Turn and the Daytona Beach Pier.
The Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Sailing Club competes in the performance class, with a sailboat named Lively. There are two categories in the competition, performance and cruising.
The 2020 edition of the Commodore's Cup Offshore Sailboat Racing Season, sponsored by the Halifax River Yacht Club, concludes on October 11th.
For more information, search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.
Search for Daytona Sailboat Racing on Facebook and YouTube.